Okay, everybody.
Stop on that note.
Can I have the roll call, please?
Hertz.
Here.
Kepler.
Here.
Ormsby.
Here.
Peters. Rafferty.
Here.
Stoltenberg.
Here.
Wendland.
Here. Okay. We had minutes from the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of the minutes from October 18th as submitted.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of October 18th, 2017. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So, good evening. One person out in the audience. Welcome to the Planet Zone Commission for November the 15th. Thank you for coming. Kind of feels like we have a purpose here now. So, we have a light agenda tonight. So, at the appropriate time, if you have some input, which you may, we'll ask you to join us in the back there and state your name and the interest in the case. And with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, the case before us tonight involves Strategic Behavioral Health, and they want to place a psychiatric hospital due west of Utica Ridge Road and north of Tanglefoot Lane, and then also southwest of 40th Avenue. This gives you an idea of the area. I-74 is over on this direction, and you have some current condominiums for contractors over here in the fifth edition of I-74 Technology Park. And this is the view looking at I-74 and the Outlot A. This is Lot 3 of the former I-74 Technology Park fifth edition, which is now Lot 1 of the I-74 Park Technology Park 6th edition, and this is pretty much looking from the cul-de-sac here at 40th Avenue back this direction up to the north and east, looking at the proposed site from Tanglefoot Lane, and this is looking at it from the other direction back toward I-74 down Tanglefoot Lane. This is the approximate area right here, and you can see the topo. This is a high point, and then everything tends to run back down toward this direction, toward the north from the site. This is the latest platting, and lot number one is where the site will be for the hospital. At a later date, there will be a building over here. A site plan may come before us for that one. This is tonight's agenda item, really concerns this area right in here for the psychiatric hospital. This is an enlargement of the whole overall area, showing a future structure here, and then the psychiatric hospital area right here. Entry coming in off of Tanglefoot Lane and then also off of 40th Avenue. An enlargement of the site showing contours and then the utilities. Sanitary sewer entering in from here, and you do have gas and electric coming in from this direction, and then you have water and sewer also going into the facility approximately in this area. There will be future additions proposed here and here for the hospital. And then this is an outline showing the landscape plan. We felt that given the tree count in the area that we needed an additional 8 trees. I think that's been added in the report as a condition. This is how the hospital will look from a variety of different viewpoints from the north, south, east, and then the west. And this gives you an idea of an above look visual of the facility. And this is the entryway looking to the north and west, I believe, for the facility. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Questions from the commission, please.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple questions. Yeah. I know, Greg, at one time in the past we talked about Golden Valley being extended between Tanglefoot and 40th, which is not the case here.
Yeah, that pretty much went away. I don't know how many iterations ago.
Right.
I think we dropped that as a potential connector between having that come up here as a street and then to 40th Avenue. Much of this has been, I mean, this is the sixth edition, basically, of I-74 Technology Park, and I think then the third one was maybe the last version that had any connection, and that's pretty well been dropped. That, with this concept, as everything gets built out in this area, it's 40th Avenue sort of taking over the means of getting to an additional portion of this remaining area. And then you still have each of these entries coming in for these various offices off of Tanglefoot Lane, so it's almost not needed. I mean, it really isn't.
Part of the reason we required that in the first place is, if you remember, the previous developer was touting thousands and thousands of jobs that were going to be created there. Mm-hmm. And we felt that that connectivity was important at that time, but that
okay.
came to fruition.
Yeah. And Golden Valley doesn't really line up with an entrance to this parking lot, so we're not going to have, should people want to cut through, it's not going to be very convenient to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. The other question I had is where there are loading docks or delivery, or from the last picture you showed us, I'm just not quite clear on where that is or how that lines up with the traffic flow.
I don't know that there's per se a loading area. If it would be, I'm assuming it would be in this proximity right here.
That's right.
That's, okay. Yeah, that's it. Great.
The dumpster be there too?
I'm trying to recall where I saw that on here. I think it might be, yeah, because I think if you're going to have this be, I don't know if it's right here. I believe it is.
I don't remember, but I, yeah. I know it's back there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't see it. I don't, it's in that area.
The only other comment I had was, I think this is the first time I've ever looked at a plan where the parking is probably double what is required. It's a lot of parking there. It seems like a lot of paving for not necessarily areas that are going to be used that have to be plowed and maintained.
Come on up through the front row.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Nobody else here. Hi, Chris. Hi. Townsend Engineering. Yeah, I think this is the first time we've ever had this situation, too. Believe me, every time we're trying to pack, you know, everything, and we never have enough. So they were dead set on having as many parking spaces as possible. And really, they never really said why, but they've just had trouble in other areas, and they want to make sure they have plenty.
Okay. Well, even with the proposed additions, there's far more parking than
ample, right? Well, and actually, in, especially in a case like this with this hospital, most of the patients will not be driving there.
Sure.
So that's, you know, we've accounted even for some of that. So, you know, but they'll have a lot of staff, which is good. Yeah. I don't know if you read through that packet, you know, kind of goes through the 3 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
and I think it shows like 250. And I don't know, that that's based on some other sites too. They're not all identical, I'm sure, but I think they're planning on having, you know, quite a few staff
yeah.
members, different shifts, obviously, and that. I think that was the one thing now that I think about is that their shifts
overlap.
Yeah, they just want to make sure, you know, it's kind of like me going to basketball games, I guess, for my kids. It's
yeah.
driving around until somebody leaves, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Thank you.
So while we're on parking, just a kind of follow-up note, it looks like there's only, if I got it right, 4 handicaps showing up on site. Is that all we need? I'm just looking at the shaded ones that show up and thinking they're
Yeah, I don't remember. It should be 1 for 25, and I don't remember exactly, and I can double check that, because that may have.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's
I think
what
there
I
should be
too,
more
three.
Like 6, but I'll
okay.
Look.
Let's take a look at that. And then I had the same observation. So it's well within the code, even with the future footprint on there. You're mm-hmm. still over parked. Yeah. Anyone else from the commission? Nope. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Chris, said your piece.
This is so much fun today.
Okay. All right, we'll come back to the commission.
Remember then. In the future.
You're right, yeah. Better enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the site development plan for 770 Tanglefoot Lane, case 17091, as submitted and as commented on by the staff.
I'll second that.
091 or 092?
091, yeah.
Okay, on the sheet, it's 092. Which one is it, Lisa?
Should be 092, I think.
092?
092. Let's go with 092. Okay. We have a second, then?
I second that.
Sorry. All right, thanks. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve case, we believe, 17092, which is 770 Tanglefoot Lane, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 17092 is approved. Okay, thanks. All right, then, could we already be the staff update? Wow.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to the generous agenda that you passed on to the city council from the last meeting.
I didn't get a thank you note for that, by the way, or anything, but okay.
The Lewis Edition rezoning and plats, that's on Field Psych Drive. The public hearings will take place on the 21st, which is the regular council meeting, next one. Tunberg Third Edition for Spartan Square, that did get approved, six in favor, one opposed. Tim Grothas First Edition was approved. Hy-Vee Gas was approved. The three-building site development plan for Lot 4 of the Betplex First Edition was approved by the city council. And 4784 Middle Road, the McNamara Family Development, was approved by the city council. And I did get comments from some of the city council members that they appreciate your due diligence on tuning up some of these site development plans before you send them on to them.
Great, thanks, Bill. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned.